play golf. I'll pick the spot. Nightlife, I know what's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf. I'll pick the spot. Nightlife, I know what's
hot. On to Coachella. High school marching band, a crowd favorite yesterday, and Desert Hot Springs marching band. They were award winners as well. All of our bands, just great stuff going on here in Borrego Springs. Back home in the station is Sean Flanagan, so we aren't taking any calls today, but we have just too much going on. We're connected up through my cell phone here, a program here that works to broadcast live through the cell phone, so make sure we get all your... Everybody out there, I want you to know what's happening here in Borrego Springs. Now, we are streaming live as well. We are on AM and FM. So, and our friends in Arizona will be hearing this. So, a lot of things going on. Today's show is presented by Renovus Energy. Yes, solar batteries better. They have expanded. They have a new building. They have a new name. They are on a roll. And I want to give a shout-out to all my sponsors. I want to thank them for being part of Traveling with Francoise. And... if you're driving out here to Borrego Springs, you should have had this done before. All my friends over at Coachella Valley Volkswagen, they have all these service deals going on. Every make and model car, just going over to Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio, and they will take care of you. So Borrego Days on its second day here. There is some cars driving by, as you can hear. Some motorcyclists. Now, these guys have blue tape on the front of their cars. I'm not sure why. Oh, I bet it's to keep any maybe little rocks or something from... what, I don't know. Who knows? But we have live entertainment. We have festival food. We have vendors. These look like a bunch of Mustangs. These are beautiful cars driving by. They were all part of the festival going on yesterday. We had a big parade, in case you missed it, in the morning. I met a lot of people from the Coachella Valley here. They went out here to support their bands and just be part of the fun. And they were having a great time. In fact, we had the largest crowds that I have seen since I have been... coming out to Borrego Springs to work with Borrego Days, do the show, to also be part of the parade. And one of the biggest crowds I have seen, the streets were lined with folks, three deep. We had a great flyover. The planes, I had tons of planes flying over, and they call them aircraft. I call them planes. Helicopters, and then, of course, we had floats and bands and equestrians, motorcycles, vintage motorcycles, vintage cars, Rolls Royces, dignitaries, sports celebrities. We had it all going on here at Borrego Days Desert Festival. But again, like I said, today is day two. Come on over, enjoy the live entertainment. We have a huge kids zone. We have a wine garden, beer and wine garden. We have festival foods. We have restaurants set up. We have vendors. You can find out about the Anza Borrego Desert State Park. Now, I'm going to admit this to you, and I thought about, should I even admit this? But I'm going to. As many years as I have been coming out to Borrego Springs, I have never been to the Anza Borrego Desert State Park Visitor Center. I always stop at the Visitor Center coming into town, but I had never, I don't know why. I went out there yesterday. They do a phenomenal job. It's a beautiful visitor center. Tells you all about the 600,000 plus acre state park that surrounds Borrego Springs, the community of Borrego Springs. And they have these little hiking trails, all this information. They have a video. Really, really is something. So if you come out to Borrego Springs, please go to the, first of all, the visitor center right here, driving into town. Don't want to miss that. And the Anza Borrego Desert State Park, their visitor center as well. You're going to learn so much about the area between the two because there is a lot going on here. Actually, year round, of course, right now, the festival kicks off the season here in Borrego Springs, much like we kick off our season in the Coachella Valley. In Arizona, they kick off their season where all the snowbirds come into town, the weather cools off, the flowers, it's just beautiful. And speaking of flowers, if you recall, out here in Borrego Springs, they had a huge super bloom this year. This brought more worldwide attention to Borrego Springs. And Borrego Springs is a dark sky community. So at night, when you look up, it is just spectacular. It's a star-studded affair. They have their performing arts center. They have a film festival. They have award-winning golf courses and resorts. Of course, we all know I stay at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. That's my place to stay. But we have La Casa del Zorro. We have all these great little unique boutique lodging here throughout Borrego Springs. So definitely, and there's camping. Award-winning RV campgrounds here. Just spectacular. So a lot, again, a lot going on in Borrego Springs. It's a little town with a huge punch. It is truly a hidden gem. All right, again, lots of things happening here. We have guests today. We had our guests in the first hour. We had Race Across America. We had Debbie from Rams Hill, award-winning golf course. We had Fred G. talk about the film festival, which has grown to from 8 submissions to over 250 now. They are doing phenomenal, and the filmmakers are loving coming out to Borrego Springs because they have, a lot of them have never been out here. They did not realize how unique it was, how spectacular. Right now I'm looking at beautiful crystal clear blue skies. They have no big box stores here, which I love. No restaurant chains. Everything is owner operated. They have from pizza to Mexican food to the red ocotillo. I had some fish tacos yesterday that were fantastic. All different types of the Palms. That's where all the celebrities used to go and hang out. They probably still do. We just don't know about it. Celebrities come out here to get away. Everything here out in Borrego Springs. So I know a lot of you are saying, why? Why haven't I been out there? Well, you don't have any reason now not to come out here. Really easy to get to from the Coachella Valley. You take the 10 to the 86 to the 22. Very simple. And when you get on the 22, trust me, you're going to go through some areas that you're going to want to stop. They have viewpoints and take pictures. Bring your camera, bring your walking shoes, bring your bathing suit, and just come on out. 10 golf clubs, tennis rackets, you name it. It's all right out here in Borrego Springs. Okay, there's so much I wanted to tell you about. I told you a little bit about the parade yesterday. They had some kickoff parties going on. They've had live entertainment going on throughout town. At night, it's been just as busy as during the day. In fact, we had our guest on earlier, Fred from Race Across America. I asked him if he was riding his bicycle. A lot of bicycles come out to this area to ride the streets and go through the terrain and just beautiful. He said, no, they were too busy partying all night long. So they had a great time out here, just partying, enjoying all the live entertainment and the restaurants and everybody that's out here. Lots of people out here in Borrego Springs. And like I say, this is their kickoff for their season. The season's here, so come on out, enjoy the spectacular weather. I was not on KESQ TV yesterday because I was here, but previously I had already shown you things happening in Borrego Springs, and of course later on in the season I will do another special update of Borrego Springs so you have an idea to come on out here and enjoy, especially the beautiful star-studded nights at night. All right, we are going to have on our guest lineup in this hour of the show, we're going to have Linda Haddock, who's going to join us at the end of the show to kind of give us an overview of everything that's happened out here in Borrego Springs. But coming up, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk to Joe Bond. He is the general manager over at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa, the place where I always stay. So stick around. Come on back and join us. We have a lot happening here on Traveling with Francoise, our second hour of the show. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio, coming to you live from the 52nd Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival in Borrego Springs, California. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, and I am having such a great time out here in Borrego Springs. And one of the reasons I always have such a great time out here in Borrego Springs is because of the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. Joining us is Joe Ban. He is the general manager there. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Francoise. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for your hospitality.
Our pleasure. We love having you with us.
Well, I have this beautiful big room. You have these gorgeous suites there. I could kind of live there, you know. It's very large. Yeah.
You're always welcome to come over.
Well, let's talk about the Borrego Springs Resort, Golf Resort and Spa. New owner. You guys have been there a couple of years now. Has it been how many years?
It's actually only been a year and a half since we took on board.
Okay, it has been a year and a half. I've been going there so long, it just feels like home. So so you've been there a year and a half. You come on into the property. Tell us a little bit about all that has happened there at the Borrego Springs Resort, which has been around since the 1950s. It's been around for a long time.
Yes. We took over in June of last year, and our first focus was really about the golf course and taking over the golf course. the golf course needed some attention, and we spent quite a bit of money on the facility, redoing our golf greens, redoing our tees, redoing our all of our sand bunkers, bringing it back to the original size the golf course was, which and then Mark Cote, who's been with us for quite a while on the golf course as our superintendent, has done an excellent job of bringing the course back to the Gary Bickler's design, original design. In fact, Gary came back up and helped us go back to the original site and made sure the sight lines were all there to enhance the golf course the way it was originally built. So that was the first big step that we took in bringing the golf course back to its original state. I think it's just in the last year with the overseeding that took place, this year we just finished with the overseeding and the grass is coming in. And typically in the desert, most golf courses overseed to put out the best turf condition, and that's pretty much true in the market here with the De Anza Country Club as well as Rams Hill. So the three golf courses that we obviously have here are certainly great tests of anybody's ability to play, and it's a great destination to come and play golf.
Well, the golf course looked spectacular last night. I was out walking, and this morning I went out there. I took a bunch of pictures. I'm going to post them on my Golf Show's Facebook page as well, so people can see it on Golf is a Four-Letter Word and Traveling with Francoise. Now, the course looks incredible. What I love about the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa, and I've been saying this for years, it is a great place to bring tournaments to. I mean, you have everything. You have arches. You have a fully stocked pro shop. Here, I'm doing all this. You should be saying all this. Not me, Joe, but you have everything right there. You have the resort, you have the lodging. It's a phenomenal place to bring large groups. I know I've had a couple ladies groups that have learned about you through the show that come every year now to the resort, but I keep telling all the golfers, I know I've had golfers come, but they need to go out there and tell everyone what all the amenities that you have there for your guests.
I think one of the biggest things, you mentioned golf, and again, we are a golf destination, and we certainly have the ability to do a lot of tournament golf. We also have the ability to do small groups of 4 and 8 and 12 and 16 that want an overnight accommodation. So we certainly have room accommodations for all of our guests. We have 100 rooms in our property. We have a full-service restaurant open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We have a pro shop that has the ability to do anything as it relates to a golf tournament itself. We have a full-service spa, so after you're done playing golf and you want to relax and just get some treatment done, maybe you pull a muscle here or there, Cindy Linton, our spa manager, is certainly there to help and coordinate that activity. And we have two wonderful pools as well. So certainly it's a great place to come and relax and enjoy yourself. And if you don't like golf, certainly there's a lot to do from just being in the valley, you know. Certainly all the valley has to offer here, Borrego Springs, is a great location to go, you know, go out and hike and see the mountains and see the wonderful colors that we have each morning. You know, our view from our restaurants probably, you know, Linda may say differently, but I certainly believe that the view from our restaurant from morning till evening is absolutely probably the best view in all of Borrego Springs. So you've got to come have breakfast or dinner with us.
It is gorgeous. I had dinner the other night there. In fact, I was talking to Mark Stevens. So I met Mark, who works with the golf course.
Absolutely,
yes. And he was very excited about all the things going on, very excited about the golf course and how beautiful it is looking. And, yes, you have that patio, huge patio for events, and people just want to sit out on the patio and eat. And, of course, the beautiful dining room inside, arches, which is historic. It has its own unique feel about it. Beautiful property there. So we have so much going on. Of course, you do have special events there.
Oh, absolutely.
You have your own entertainment that comes and goes. You have a lot of things for everyone to do. You have new bicycles, I see.
Yeah, so all of our guests, that certainly we've got the bikes just because it's a great place to ride in Borrego.
Mm-hmm.
So every guest has the ability to use our bikes when they come in, and there's no charge for the bikes. It's just a nice touch that, you know, and it's amazing how many people have take us up on using the bikes. And we've got kids' bikes as well. So the kids can go ride with mom and dad, and certainly it's a wonderful thing for them to do. Just another wonderful activity. Yeah.
And let's talk about the rooms there, the guest rooms that you have. I know you have a variety of guest rooms. What type of guest rooms? Tell for our listeners that haven't heard me talk about it. Of course, I was lucky enough to have the suite with the two big flat screen televisions, the sofa and the table, the microwave, all the settings for, not that I was going to cook. I didn't come down here to cook, Joe. I want to go out and eat. But no, you have everything there. Great for families, great, just really comfortable rooms.
Yeah, and you mentioned the room, and then you got to mention the balconies as well. Go outside
on
the balcony, watch the sunset, just sit outside, have a cup of coffee early in the morning, watch the sunrise, watch the beautiful colors in the mountains. The size of the rooms are incredible as well. Whether you're standing in a normal king room or our queen bedded room with two beds, they're big. You know, for those that want to have a little extra space, they want to bring their golf clubs and put them in the room with them. Mm-hmm. There's enough space for everything, you know, luggage and everything else. And some rooms, obviously, from other properties that are in other areas, that certainly maybe not be as large as what we have to offer. So it's a great space to be in.
And with us, folks, is Joe Bann. He is the general manager over at Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. And every room has a balcony.
Every room has a balcony, yes.
And they all have a view of something, whether it's
the pool, the mountains, the spa, the golf course. Yes, they're absolutely wonderful.
Yes, just gorgeous and very, very roomy. So you have, you also have Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi.
We have absolutely free Wi-Fi, which is a nice touch as well.
Well, it is. You do have, and you have a conference center for those that might want to do, and this is the fun part about it, and weddings. It's a beautiful place to do weddings. Borrego Springs, the resort there, it'd be great to have a conference because you can have the conference, do all your business stuff, and then go play some golf. Step right outside the door, play some golf, play some tennis, go to the pool. You do it all. Bring the family. They can hang out while you're working.
Size-wise, anywhere from 25 to, you know, 200 people work for us from a meeting aspect. We have certainly the area to do food for their lunches or their dinners. So it really is a great venue to bring a group up to Borrego Springs and enjoy what the community has to offer.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Chef Charlie.
Chef Charlie, yes.
Yes.
What a wonderful individual. Born in France, came to us a little over a year ago. In fact, we just had his one-year anniversary. Very, very talented individual. Certainly can cook a variety of different types of foods. In fact, we just came out with all of our new menus have just been implemented over the course of the last week and a half. We've got a brand-new lunch and dinner and breakfast menu. We've created new banquet menus. We mentioned before, here's an opportunity from a space aspect to bring a meeting to our property. Certainly something that's you may not find in a different community. Chef likes to do specific, unique things and talks with our clients and really understands what what they're trying to do from a meeting aspect and then incorporate the food in it as well. So Charlie, truly a very talented individual and loves to talk to the customers in the front too, yes.
Yes, I remember when Chef Charlie first got here, I think it was last year that he came on the show, and he was telling us about all his incredible tasty dishes, and he's so passionate about it, what he does. And I've noticed, I was looking at the menu in my room too, that you have special nights where he's doing some special things for your guests.
Absolutely. Every weekend, Charlie creates a three-course dinner maybe specific to a particular area, like a Mediterranean type menu, where we have a starter, then we have an entree, and then we have a dessert. It's all paired specifically to the region that he's cooking for. We also do on Friday nights, we do a fish fry for the local community. We do prime rib on Saturday night, and we do our chicken, which is a winner on Sunday night. Fried chicken, yes. You can stick around. I'll get it early before you leave.
Yum, yum. I love chicken. And you brought up something there, Joe. You brought up locals. One thing, again, I love about the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa, you have been a local hangout for years. Not only do you have the visitors that come, but you have a huge a following of the locals who love to go out there and partake in Charlie's food and just enjoy the property themselves. And something that we didn't mention yet is you have your full-service bar. You have a beautiful bar area in there where they have the flat screens, sports is going, lots of stuff happening in there.
Yes, the locals are critically important to all of us here in Borrego Springs, and I think that we have, obviously, our own following that comes to our resort on a daily basis, and we certainly appreciate them. And certainly the foods that are created have those in mind as well. So we're thankful for our locals that are here, and I think every bar and every restaurant in town is happy that we have a lot of locals that support our regular business, during the season and out of season.
All right, and that, too, is key. Everything here in Borrego Springs is open all year round. It is a year-round destination. It is like the desert. We are getting so many visitors now during the summer. We get a lot of international visitors to the Coachella Valley. I know you get a lot of international visitors that come out here to Borrego Springs. The resort does not close because it's summer.
No, we do not. We are open 24/7, and our restaurant is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our bar is open every day for our customers that want a little beverage. So certainly, and our spa as well. So those that are here locally that want to get a spa treatment, they have the ability to do that as well. So it's a good thing.
Okay, we have just about a minute left, Joe. And Joe Bann, he is the general manager at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa right here in Borrego Springs. Season's here. It started. You saw all the people. Masses of people here yesterday. Snowbirds are coming in. Your guests have been making reservations, been waiting to come for months now to come and enjoy this beautiful area. What do you have for the season? What exciting events do you have going on?
Well, obviously, our golf course opens up November 3rd. That's the biggest thing that's going on. And for the next, 4.5 months, it's all about golf and getting customers from, like you said, the birds coming down from Canada or Oregon or Washington or the Northern California. We're excited to have them. And with that, we obviously certainly have some brand new, wonderful menus to certainly utilize Charlie's talents and bring customers to our base and our restaurants that I think that everybody will love the fare. And again, as we look to what we have from a customer experience, I think that our warm and friendly staff that's been here for a long time certainly is happy to have everybody come back with big smiles on their face, and we're all excited for them to be here.
And folks, you hear me talk about the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa every week on Traveling with Francoise, and you know that their information is right there front and center on the website, Traveling with Francoise. But it's real simple. It is BorregoSpringsResort.com. Check it out. Go to my site. Click through or just go straight to theirs, BorregoSpringsResort.com, and give them a call. Make your reservations now. Come on out here. Joe, I have just a couple seconds left. I hear you are a phenomenal golfer. What's your favorite hole out there on the golf course?
It's number 6.
Okay. Why?
Why? Because of the fact I've birdied it probably more times than any other hole.
There you go.
It's a par 3, and it's a great little hole. So.
All right, Joe, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been lovely being here.
Okay, folks, we are going to step aside for some local. What's going on here? It's already the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the 52nd Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. As I told you, we have had all sorts of notables out here, lots of celebrity sports people, and just so much fun stuff happening. Right now, I am quite honored to introduce to us, to you. I met him yesterday during the parade and was able to stick a microphone in his face while he's riding down the parade in a beautiful car. It's Attila Domos. Attila, did I say that right?
You did, absolutely. Thank you.
And Domos?
Domos, yes. It's actually Domos in Hungarian, but you don't have umlauts in the English language. So.
No umlauts for me. No, I can barely say Francoise.
So, yeah, right.
Right. Attila, well, it's great to have you with us. You are new to Borrego Days.
Yeah, this is my first year. I'm so impressed with this place. I just keep talking about it. I'm sure Linda has probably seen me posting about this place. I think all my friends in Pittsburgh are getting sick and tired of me posting about Borrego Springs. But
well,
you know what?
When
they come down, they're going to understand, and they'll probably do the same thing.
Exactly. So tell us, Attila, why are you posting so much about Borrego Springs?
Because
what
I love it. I love everything. I'm staying at La Casa del Zorro, which, ironically, as a child growing up, Zorro was my favorite character.
There you go.
I think that was accidentally done by our executive producer. So we're shooting a film called Attila's Next Step.
Okay.
And right now we have a 22-minute short, and we're going to actually feature it here in a few hours at the theater.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
I don't know the name of the theater. I'm sorry. I don't know this area that well. Yeah. But at any rate, so we're now making a feature 90-minute documentary film out of what happened is last year, August 20th and 21st, I unofficially broke the hand cycling 24-hour world record. I'm a T11, T12 paraplegic. For those who don't know, I'm paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, so that's what, because I was going to have you explain, because this is radio, people cannot see you.
Right.
You are very physically fit. I'm looking at you. You are really muscular.
I ride a lot.
Yeah, you ride a lot.
You got to ride a lot if you're going to do a 24-hour ride.
So you are a hand cyclist. You are in,
This is a wheelchair.
This is just a regular wheelchair. I saw you yesterday actually going across the street.
In a Corvette, that was a nice Corvette.
And you're just like cruising along. I mean, I would take two hands of someone pushing me. And you're just
actually, Stefano and I rode back to La Casa del Zorro. We literally rented a bike, and I wheeled back, and he pulled me about half of the way.
All right.
We were trying to, get there.
And Stefan is?
Stefano is one of the directors, and he's this head cinematographer.
Okay.
You know, so the rest of the gang is back in Pittsburgh, and they'll be coming out here November 1st through 5th, because the event is on November 3rd and 4th.
Okay, so let's talk about, with us again, folks, is Attila Domos, and you can go to his website, attiladomos.com. But don't worry about it. I will have all this on Traveling with Francoise, so you can find it there. You are coming back to Borrego Springs. You are going to attempt to break a record.
The hand cycling world record, which I unofficially broke last year in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I rode 407.7 miles in 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
I beat Thomas Lang's from Germany, his record by 4 miles. He did 403.8, so really okay. 3.9 miles.
Now, Attila, I don't know about Pittsburgh, but know it's beautiful. I know that much. But
you're going uphill or downhill?
You are. I'm looking at the terrain here in Borrego Springs. There's a lot of elevation.
Well,
it's not
for the time trials. No, for the time trials, they don't do the mountains.
Okay.
That's but when they do the race across America that starts in San Diego, then I think they come down the mountains and whiz through the town. But for the time trials, it's all about speed. And what they want, it's for them, in order to qualify for it, you have to be able to do 400 miles in 24 hours. So this is for bicyclists.
And
it's not for
you,
hand cyclists.
Though.
I'm not here. I have no interest in doing race across America. I'm just want to do the 24-hour ride in an officially sanctioned place where you know, you have lots of witnesses. And so I want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, basically.
All right.
And that's how you get in.
And you're right. So where will you do all this in Borrego Springs? Can people come out and watch and cheer you on?
Yes, but I don't know exactly where the course is. I guess Fred will be the guy for
So we're going to figure all
but
this
it's
out. But
it's an 18-mile course. So it's an 18-mile course that they have set up. And I know it goes, I think, near La Casa, right? Okay. Oh, it
Christmas
starts here?
Circle?
Okay.
He's just finding out, folks, right now where he's going to be cycling.
I don't even have my hand cycle here yet. I'm waiting for it to arrive. So,
and this
hopefully
happens
Wednesday.
What day?
November 3rd and 4th. Yeah, it's what? Almost 2 weeks from now.
Almost 2 weeks. So now.
We start at 6 p.m., which I like because when I did it in Pittsburgh, I went noon to noon, which was a big mistake because by the time it got dark, I was already tired.
Uh-huh.
And I was starting at loopy. And then I had to do the night ride. And my friend Danny Chu, who trained me for it, told me that the night is going to take. You know, seemed like it's forever. My God, I thought it was never going to end. I wanted to kill somebody.
Yeah.
I needed daylight so bad.
You needed it for the visual.
Just get tired of riding in the dark. And I was doing it on a track where there were no lights except for by the pavilion.
Uh-huh.
And the track had a hill going up to it. So it was a half-mile track, and every quarter mile you were going up a hill. And I call it Razor Blade Hill because I had to go up it like over 800 times. And, you know, after like 400, it's like...
So let me ask you...
You're going out of your mind.
Do you get to practice on the course first, or is it sight unseen? Or do
Hear
you
me?
Know? Yes.
Oh no,
you
can. You can.
You're going to be practicing to break this record.
I will be on the roads as soon as the hand cycle arrives.
Okay,
so people in town are going to see me riding through.
Riding through. All right.
I'm really curious to see what the surface is like because it seems a little grainy. Mm-hmm. So not exactly the best surface for that. For top speed.
Right.
But it's relatively flat compared to what I had to do in Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? There's everything's like this. So I'm hoping that we don't get any of those crazy winds we had the other day. That 60 miles per hour does no good for anybody.
Okay. Can you hand Linda the mic?
Yes.
We only have one microphone for our guest. And Linda, with us is Linda Haddock, the executive director of the Borrego Springs Chamber of Commerce. Linda, this season more than ever, and I know through the years you have had quite some fascinating people come in here and do some fascinating things. Attila coming in, how exciting is this for the community of Borrego Springs to have someone coming in, first of all, doing what he's doing as a hand cyclist. Second, he's bringing attention to, I feel, to Borrego Springs that people didn't, maybe not had even thought of.
Absolutely. We're so excited to have Attila here. We found Attila by a Facebook blast where there was a reference to Borrego Springs. I got it because I get these little Google alerts. Mm-hmm. And I kicked on it and I sent him an email. And that was the beginning of this. And I said, what, Borrego Springs? And he said, I'm coming out for the 6-12 24-hour World Time Trial Championships to break this record. And I said, what's the chance we can honor you in our Borrego days? Because he said he was going to be out here for about 3 weeks training, as we have a number of our racers do.
Right.
And they're working on a documentary for him, and we're just so very excited. We're going to also look forward to him being in our film festival in January. I'm sure that Stefano and the team will submit their film, and they will be honored dignitaries there, too. And when we're all done with him, there's going to become Beregans.
Yeah, I think he already is. I think he loves it. He's not going to leave. So, and this is really special for the community, and I know everyone pulls together. When you have someone in like Attila here to do something like this, everyone comes together to support him and cheer him on. It's just really fun, and I say fun in a very respectful way for the entire community.
It's huge. Yeah. We're having the best time having Attila here. And Patrick was happy to put him up for the Borrego days. And, I mean, La Casa is a fabulous resort. And the track is really cool when people start doing the World Time Trial Championships. It's an 18-mile course, starts at Christmas Circle, loops down by the Dragon, comes back up
okay.
around.
I didn't even know where the
Yes, it's
up.
An 18-mile course, Borrego Valley Road, then comes down to where La Casa is, up past the American Legion, back around the circle.
Holy
so they
fuck.
Do this straight course, and it's just wonderful. They do this for 24 hours. And that's why it's called the 6-12 24-hour.
Okay.
Because there's people that ride for 6 hours, those for 12. But the 24-hour folks are your tough ones. And it takes a 24-hour rider doing 400 miles to get into Race Across America. And this World Time Trial Championship is a Race Across America sanctioned event. It's their own.
All right. So let's hand the mic back to Attila now. Thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate it. I knew she would know all the specific stuff.
Yeah.
We don't know all that. Yeah, so you're out there.
I just want to say real quickly, you know, when Linda contacted me, I emailed her or texted her. I forget what it was. But I was like, yeah. And I'm like, I got to ask you, how did you know I'm going out there?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Pittsburgh's like 3,000 miles. Yeah. We're far away from here. And what happened is locally, the story got picked up, and Sean Hamill and a couple other writers locally there started doing for the Pittsburgh Trib and, you know, newspapers. And right. Yeah, Trib and the Post-Gazette, right. And that's, I think, what she told me, that she had this Google set up. Yeah.
Okay, Attila, I have to ask you that.
So it's a small world.
It definitely is. And of course, Google. We got Google.
Makes the world smaller.
It makes the world a lot smaller. I have to ask you now, you look physically fit already, but to do something like this, to go, how many miles? How many miles are you going again?
Well, I got to beat 403.8.
All right.
If I do that, then I make the world record American.
Yes, folks, you heard that is 400.
Right
yes,
now it's German. The record is German.
We know you're
going to
do it. We know you're going to do it.
We'll see.
How do you train every – because you have to stay in shape. Do you train
You know what? I'm 49.
Day?
I'm 49 years old. I don't train like I used to. Back, you know, 10 years ago, I would have been riding every day. You know, you know, now you got to pick your poison.
Right.
Because it's all about recovery. Mm-hmm. And I don't recover like I did when I was 28
yeah.
or 38. Or even 48. I'm 49 now.
Oh, you don't look it.
Well,
oh,
thank you.
You're in great shape.
I ride a lot.
I guess you weren't eating any festival food yesterday.
wait a minute. Yeah.
I think he's
No, you know what?
We
went to the one Mexican restaurant here. Which,
okay.
I've become a fan of that place. What was it? El Pablito's.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I'm a fan of that place.
So let's talk about then. We have just about a minute or so.
Basically, I train every other day. And
you
what
do
I've been doing,
day.
Yes. Okay. And so I would go like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right? Monday, I would go out do 100 miles.
Okay.
And then take Tuesday off. I literally do nothing because my body's so beat up, and I recover. And then Wednesday, you go out, do another 100, 110 miles.
I have to ask you, support.
Yes.
Do you have people that donate? How do you?
We did. We had a Google or a Google. God, it's in my head. Okay, we had a no. What was it? GoFundMe. That's
GoFundMe.
It. We had a GoFundMe campaign, but we also had media celebrity personality by the name of Wendy Bell in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And she was huge to us. She took my story and made it her, you know, and Danny's story and made it her thing. And she got us $8,500 from C. Harper and Giant Eagle, a couple of, you know, companies in Pittsburgh. And then other people, the Pittsburgh Marathon threw in some money and Verlin Foundation. So people came aboard and
good.
Started throwing money. And, yeah, because if you do it through GoFundMe, that's kind of a slow process.
It's tough.
Know?
And then go
yeah.
to your website. If you want to donate, then go to your website.
They
right
can.
Now
and we actually
you.
Have a little blurb of the movie, like a two-minute teaser of the movie sitting right there, and under it you can see there's the GoFundMe. So if anybody wants to donate, much appreciated.
That website again is
attiladomos.com. That's 2 T's 1 L. ATTILADOMOS. You know, it's like the Mickey Mouse tune, right? ATTILADOMOS.
Yeah, sure. All right, Attila, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me on.
Congratulations. Good luck. You're going to do it. I know. I hope I can get back out here to support you. I know Linda.
I'll feel a lot better once I can get out and start riding. Until now, it's messing with your head.
You know what?
Especially the other
already.
Day's winds, man. Yeah. That 60 miles an hour winds is in the back of my head.
Okay. Well,
thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're going to do a great job. Congratulations. Good luck, and we'll see you next time. Well, okay. All right. Well, keep me posted. Let me know how everything goes, and I will try to get back out here. All right, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find out what Sky Glow is here in Borrego Springs. It is something you don't want. I tell you, you don't want to miss any of this. You want to come back out and support Attila? Cheer him on out there in the crowd. So much going on. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Borrego Springs and the 52nd Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. Wow, this 2 hours always goes by fast in studio, and it goes by just as fast when we're doing remotes like this. Well, joining me now, we have two filmmakers. I'm gathering this is all right. Filmmaker Sky Glow. If you go to the Chamber's website, you are going to see a link to Sky Glow. You have to watch these. These are incredible. Joining us is Gavin Heffernan and Haran
Mehmedinovich.
All right. I'll put that mic up a little bit closer there.
There we go.
Okay, perfect. All right. So tell us, what is your role in Sky Glow?
So some years ago, me and Gavin noticed that we were doing very similar things, sort of as a hobby, mm-hmm. just having fun, and that was going out and taking night shots of night skies and going to these beautiful natural places. And we decided to just do maybe some shots. You know, I invited actually Gavin to come and present at a university where I was at. So he came and he did a presentation of what time lapse is in general. Time lapse was this more sort of a novelty then than it is necessarily now, because it's gotten a little bit oversaturated. But the whole idea was to shoot the night skies with long exposures over like a whole night period of time, and then you basically make that in about 10 to 20 second little video pieces. And you get to see these incredible movements of the stars and so on. And this was a big novelty, I think, for a lot of people. I mean, at that time, I wasn't thinking about it as much. I just thought it was a new technology that allowed people to do this. And we were seeing more of these videos. But it turns out really why it was a novelty is because people don't see stars anymore.
And they don't. And I say this over and over and over. This is a stargazing community, international mm-hmm. stargazing community. Were you guys, when you came out here and saw these stars, did you say... Wow.
Well, yeah, I would say I was very surprised to be even remotely close to L.A. and have any good skies. So, I mean, even though L.A. is still 3 hours away, that is actually close compared to when you look at most major cities and any nearby areas. Like, if you're in Chicago, you're going to need to travel for, like, 10 hours in order to get to a really solid, like, class one night sky spot. And there's a few just east of here. So.
Okay, now, I have two people here. We have Gavin and we have Haran. And are you both videographers? Are you both cameramen?
Yeah, we're both filmmakers. We met at the American Film Institute when we were studying feature filmmaking and narrative filmmaking. And sort of we were doing this as a sort of side project and getting out into nature and shooting the night sky. And Borrego Springs was one of these incredible towns that we came across that sort of blew our mind. And we were lucky enough to get a good press response to our videos and to have a good influx of people that were interested. So we decided, what if we take that goodwill and good press and pointed towards the issue of light pollution. And so we launched a Kickstarter project that was able to fund our project. And essentially we went across North America photographing some of the most incredible dark sky locations, some of the worst locations, and towns like Borrego Springs as an example of what you can do to make a difference and how people can fight back and really sort of protect this endangered resource that we believe the night sky is. And so that's essentially what got us going on this journey and got us to go across the continent discovering these places.
So Sky Glow is a link that people can go and watch.
Yep, it's actually skyglowproject.com is the official website, and that basically it takes you there. It shows you a lot of information, and there's sort of the technical side of it and then the artistic side of it, where we sort of show off some of these great locations for the endangered resource they are. And that's essentially, yeah, we've been doing that as an ongoing project. We do have a 200-page book that's sort of the centerpiece of this all, but we're also releasing new videos every 2 months and just kind of continually trying to raise awareness and going town to town and making presentations about what we can do to make a difference.
And it all basically started here in Borrego Springs. You came across something. So now when people go to watch go to your website, watch the video clips. Now, this is ongoing. Are you always adding to the project? Is this something? Is there an end to this project, or is? I know this is because I'm trying to form this question in my head because I'm thinking about it. Where does this take you with?
Like most documentary films have a finite point. I mean, we're in a kind of nature documentary territory with what we do. Most of them have a final point because they tend to be short films or feature films. With us, it's kind of a lifelong thing because the goal is activism, ultimately, about the night sky. So as long as we're alive and we can contribute in some way to that, we're going to keep doing it. It's a lifelong project. It's not going to stop anytime soon. We may do other things in our lives, but we're always going to come back to it and add more things to it. And I think the way we can add to it is in two ways. One is to highlight new developments that happen in a visual way, in an interesting way. And the other thing we could do is, as new technologies come out and new ways of capturing this and new ways of bringing it to the audience, then I think we can contribute in that sense as well, that we can do something new.
All right. So now, and Heron, thank you. So my next question is the response. You mentioned that the response has been really good. Are you having organizations now come to you guys and want you to make this more front and center with the organizations that they have? Does this, because you really are touching an area which people, the sky, people really don't, besides climate warming and all, climate right. change and all that sort of stuff, they don't think about the nighttime stars. They don't think no. about what we see at night. So is this is this bringing awareness? Are a lot of other groups now, this is bringing awareness to different subjects, and they're coming to you saying, okay, you guys, we want to be part of this. Does that?
Yeah, I mean, we actually were lucky that in the beginning of our process, early on, International Dark Sky Association recognized what we were doing as useful to them. Mm-hmm. And that was really important because they sort of legitimized the project from the beginning because they're sort of the authority on this issue. And they were the entity that gave Borrego Springs its dark sky designation. And it took a year for the town to earn it. So they tend to be pretty strict as far as like giving out designations or even yes. starting relationships with people. So for us to actually get in a good graces with them from the beginning was really important because they opened up all these doors to potential places we can go and film. And they helped us reach some very difficult to reach places as well because of the red tape of shooting there, like historical spots, you know, like in National Park Service has historical locations, and they don't let you there stay at night. And it's like a huge red tape problem yeah. of having to apply to all these permits and all that stuff. So IDA helped us because they made contacts on our behalf with these people and opened up doors for us. So that made our project a little easier to do. So from the beginning, we had that one base of support, which was the IDA. And ever since then, there's been quite a few other organizations that tie into that have come and want us to do presentations for them or that have actually bought our materials and so on.
Fantastic. I'm from the Coachella Valley, and we kind of see a few stars at night, but we don't see them like out here in Borrego Springs. And I think a lot of people don't even realize that how often, Gavin, when you tell people about Sky Glow and you tell them, look up, see if you can see the stars at
yeah.
night. How many people do you shock when they look up and they don't see anything?
It's interesting because what we do, one of the questions we ask at a lot of our presentations are how many people have seen the Milky Way with their own eyes? And when we ask in Borrego Springs, every hand goes up. But yeah. when we're in Los Angeles or some of these other major city centers, it's very few people that have actually ever seen it with their own eyes. So it's a lot of it's about perspective, and it's incredible. You either know about light pollution or you're part of the 80, 90% of the people who have no idea what it even is. And kind of also what we discovered is that for us it was an issue about aesthetics and about beauty and a loss of being able to see the night sky. But the more we dug into the issue and the more we learned, we see that there are actually profound health impacts on animals, nature, people. There's just an entire system of humanity that's essentially been upset because instead of having a full day and a full night, the bodies are being convinced that it's daytime 24 hours a day. So it's kind of, as you start pulling the thread of the issue, you start to realize how important it really is. And so part of our we've learned along the way, and we're also sort of helping share that information with other people and really sort of calling attention to it as it's more than a loss of beauty. It's something more profound than that. And so that's kind of been part of the journey as well for us.
Well, I can see you actually going to schools, because what came to mind to me is school children that live in the cities. They don't yeah. even know what the stars look like. They have never seen skies like this. They probably can't even believe that it's out there. that it's real, and for you to be able to go to schools and offer this to students to see what the sky is held at night is really incredible. Well, you guys, let everyone know again. Tell them where they can go and find your sky glow pieces. Say that 10 times in a row. Just let everyone know.
So the main site is skyglowproject.com. That's all one word, skyglowproject.com, and that will link you to a bunch of free videos. You can see the book. You can learn a lot about the issue, and that's pretty much our central hub for it. And you can also see some great Borrego Springs things on there as well. So it's a good all-around fun.
Well, congratulations to you guys. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
I can see this really growing. And do me a favor, get to the schools and show these kids what stars are really like. And then we'll bring them all out here to Borrego Springs.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. All right, folks. Well, that pretty much covers it all. Linda, we have about 30 seconds. If there's anything you want to say to everyone out there, everyone knows Linda Haddock. So,
hi, everybody. It's a pleasure to have Françoise out here. It's been great. All her listening audience, please do plan to get out to Borrego Springs. We're just slightly south of the Coachella Valley.
Yep, really easy.
Straight down the 86 in on the S22, come out and enjoy the stars.
All right. And Linda, again, another great festival. Hats off to you. Good job. I know it's a lot of work. Do you get to hibernate for a week or so or no?
No, I do take Monday off, though. Okay. And I'm just hoping that somebody else will pick up being chair this year. I've been it for too many years now. I'm begging.
Someone else. They don't want to do it. You know how to do it all. Well, Linda, I always love coming out to Borrego Springs. Thank you so much for your support, having me out here all the time. I had so much fun with the parade. I love emceeing the parade. I had to do the awards. That was fun. I really, maybe next year, I'm signing up for the awards right now. I want to get those in. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's it. We're going to have to go. This is the end. Traveling with Françoise Television, Fox 11. Don't miss it. We'll see you next time.